Boy, that's what I'm talking about. All right. You're listening to The Weekend Party with me, Shane the Duke Wellington, on Joburg's Hot 102.7. And right about now, it is time to check in with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Zeman, to find out what's happening on this week's Entertainment Report. What's up, Lance?
Dukey, Happy New Year's Eve. We're going to be counting down our top 20 stories featured on the Entertainment Report during 2021. From number 20 to number 16, here we go. James Cameron produced a documentary about China's six Titanic survivors called The Six. Miss South Africa 2020, Shudu Masida, released a children's book called Shudu Finds Her Magic. Social media influencer Brett Man Rock became Playboy's first gay male cover star. Elizabeth Banks signed on to direct a movie about a bear caught up in a botched drug smuggling operation. And the ashes of James Doohan, aka Scotty in the original Star Trek series, have been aboard the International Space Station for over 12 years. That's 5 down and 15 to go. Number 15 to 11. Entertainer Frank Stallone released a documentary about living in the shadow of his famous brother Sylvester. Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen teamed up for the podcast Renegades Born in the USA. Afrikaans rock star Karen Zoid launched her own signature wine, a Shiraz named Say Ross. Springbok rugby captain Sia Khaleesi found time to produce a short film about gender-based violence titled We Are Danya. And pinball is still a thing at number 11, as Stern Pinball continue to make machines with official endorsements from Jurassic Park, Star Wars, Led Zeppelin, and The Avengers. At number 10, it's Matapela Maene, a lieutenant colonel in the SANDF, who wrote a book about a battle with cancer titled I Will Not Lose. Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Too Short, and E-40 joins forces for the rap boot Mount Westmore. Rapper and part-time boxer Casper Nyavest donated 150,000 rand to a GoFundMe campaign to support Nompumelelo Dlamini's need for a new lung. Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and Mary J. Blige, along with Kendrick Lamar, were announced as performers for the Super Bowl halftime show next year. And Tiffany Haddish described her first Big O experience to Nicolas Cage while working together on a new movie. And here are my top 5 stories for 2021. Liam Neeson is on board for a Seth MacFarlane reboot of the Leslie Nielsen classic The Naked Gun. Superstar producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis teamed up with Babyface for the track He Don't Know Nothing About It. Musician David Grohl sent a love letter to every musician who spent time on the road with the documentary What Drives Us. 80s sitcoms The Facts of Life and Different Strokes got reimagined in front of a live studio audience and starred Kevin Hart, Damon Wayans, Jennifer Aniston, and Gabriel Union. And my number one story for 2021 is Eminem, who turned the lyrics of his hit song Lose Yourself into a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait for the travel ban to be lifted to find out how M Spaghetti compares to the Duke's famous hot wings. And that's all I got for you, buddy, for 2021. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and I'll catch up with you next year.
All right, buddy, that was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And be sure to download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, and SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast.